This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. From those around, I hear a cry. Oh God, my eyes are blind. The death of our loved ones is always surrounded with fear. As soon as you hear that someone had passed away, especially if that person is very close to your heart, you're immediately haunted with fear. Fear for yourself that perhaps you'll be next and you're not sure whether you're ready for this moment or not. Fear for losing someone else perhaps and how will you function normally after them. Fear that life after losing your loved ones will never be the same, will never feel the same, will never taste the same ever again. But this is the main problem, life. If our main concern is life, then grief will keep on haunting us for the rest of our lives. Yes, I know, grief is so ugly, terrifying and scary. It shatters you from the inside out. And let me be very clear here. The connections that we have made with our loved ones who have gone ahead of us, who have passed away, is irreplaceable. I can't replace my father's passion, compassion, love, integrity, honesty, loyalty, smile, and advice. I can't replace that. So moving on is not that easy. In fact, in many situations, it is impossible because our loved ones are irreplaceable. So yes, life without them is never gonna be the same again because life for them now does not matter. And likewise, life for us, the living, should never be the primary concern. What truly matters is after this life, Jannah. So let us focus on this. Death had taught me to reflect over my own life and what I'm going to do about it. Death had taught me to honor the deceased by making mention of them, by making mention of their values, their virtues, and good works. Death had taught me to continue the legacy. Death had taught me to change. Change the way I live, change my perspective of life, and prepare myself for the next life. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taught us and advised us and encouraged us to visit the graveyard. Why? Because it reminds us of death. It reminds us of the hereafter. After here, after this life. That's what matters. Death is great in the sense that it wakes you up. It brings you to your senses and it turns you into a different person. Hopefully a better one. That's why the Prophet ﷺ told us to mention quite often the destroyer of pleasures, death. To mention death quite often because this is the reality. This is the inevitable reality. Yes, I miss my father. Yes, I miss brother Yusuf Didat. Yes, I miss my dear sister Laila Kakar. Yes, I miss my aunties. I miss my uncles. I miss my cousins. I miss my dear friends, brother Rauf Tan and brother Ahmed Javier. Yes, I miss them all. And life after them is never gonna be the same again. Cause our main goal is not life itself. It is Jannah. We live here to continue on the footsteps and to continue the legacy so that our children and younger generations can do the same for us after our departure. So don't stop living because life has become tasteless after losing your loved ones. Rather, continue on honoring them by living the legacy, by doing what they used to do in life. Until we reunite, insha'Allah ta'ala, once again, but in Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hear a cry, a muffled sob, a hopeless sigh. I hear their footsteps leaving slow, and then I know.